Today's discussion is going to be about Hirhur Kedibur Dami. We saw the Mishnah in Brachos Chafam Rebbeiz. The Mishnah says that a Bal Keri is Mahar Belibo. He thinks about reciting Shema, he doesn't actually articulate the words, but he simply is Mahar Libo. And the reason why I can't say the actual words of Shema, as Rashi points out, is because from the Tekonas Ezra, he's Masakin that a person who's a Bal Keri must go to the mikvah before being Osek in Torah and prior to reciting Shema. So therefore, he's Mehar Bilibo. He thinks about the words of Shema, but he doesn't say the brachas of Shema. The Mishnah goes on to say he does bench, but he doesn't say the bracha before eating. Our focus is going to be on being Mehar and Kriyat Shema, and how that affects other areas of halacha, whether Hirhur works in by learning Torah and other brachas perhaps. So the Gemara explains what it means when the Mishnah says Bal Keri is Mehar Bilibo. So there's a machlokas between Ravina and Rav Chis, like we saw. Ravina says, the fact that we paskin mahar belibo is good, it must be zosa meris. This teaches us that hirhur is kedibur damin. That when a person thinks of words, it's as if he's actually saying those words. Hirhur kedibur damin. Because he says, if you thought that it wasn't the case, if hirhur is not kedibur damin, so what's the point of mahar? If thinking is absolutely pointless, so why does the Mishnah say that a Bal Keri should be mahar? So the very fact that the Mishnah advised one to be mahar teaches us that Hirhur is Kedibur Dami. That's what he says. So then he asks himself, if Hirhur is Kedibur, so why not just do Dibur? Then just actually say the words. Then Yotzi Bisvasav, articulate the words. To which he answers, because we find by Har Sinai, when Tosus explains, that a Bal Keri is only usher to say the words. There's a distinction. Meaning in general, when it comes to being Yotzi Mitzvahs, I could say the words, or I could be mehaher the words. Thinking is good enough to be yotze. But for some reason, when it comes to the Bal Keri, the isser is only that he can't say words as a Bal Keri, but he can think of words. So there is a difference. So hirhur is kedibur regarding being yotze mitzvahs, about saying brachas and saying shema. But in the halachas of Bal Keri, he could only think about it, but he can't say the words. But either way, Ravina comes off saying that hirhur is kedibur dami, thinking you could be yotzei mitzvahs.
But we're ending off with Bal Keri is an exception.
Bal Keri, the fact, exactly. Bal Keri is different, exactly. Now Rav Chista says the opposite. Rav Chista says hirhur is lav kedibur dami, that thinking is not like speaking. So that's the case, because he says if it really were the same thing, if thinking is like speaking, so why doesn't the Mishnah just say let him speak it? Let the Bal Keri say the words, and yotzei bisfasav. So there obviously is a difference between hirhur and dibur. So he says, really, hirhur is not kedibur. Hirhur accomplishes nothing. Thinking about the words means nothing. So if that's the case, what's the point in thinking, if hirhur is pointless? So he has this concept that it doesn't make sense that the entire tibur, kol ha'olam, is oskim bo, hu yoshiv v'bato. Everyone's saying Shema, and he's sitting there twiddling his thumbs. We thought that was inappropriate to at least let his mind be in the same place as the rest of the tzibur, even though he's not being yotzei any mitzvah. But he paskins hirhur is lav kedibur. So this is the machlokas. After all the dust has settled, we have a machlokas that Ravina says hirhur is kedibur, and then we have Rav Chista that says hirhur is lav kedibur. But I don't want to get involved. Let's afterwards we'll explain how to teach if you have a difficulty with the Gemara. But either way, that's the two opinions in the Gemara. How do we paskin? So kimat all the Rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, we'll get to the end. Tosos here on the Daf quotes Rabbeinu Chanan on the bottom. They paskin like Rav Chista, and the reason why he says we paskin like Rav Chista, who says hirhur is lav kedibur, it's because the Gemara goes on to explain, trying to figure out Rav Chista's opinion, and there are many different rules we have. How do you paskin? Well, sometimes the Gemara says Hilchasa is like this person, but when the Gemara doesn't say, what rules do we use? So one of the rules that Tosos is invoking is, if the Gemara goes on to try to explain one of the opinions and goes out of its way, that means that was the how we paskin. So since the Gemara goes on to say, we have a question on Rav Chista, and Rav Blazer says this, and then Rav Adda says this, must be that we're working within the world of Rav Chista, we paskin like Rav Chista. So we paskin like Rav Chista, hirhur is lav kedibur dami. Thinking does not work. And it sounds like this is a global concept. Everywhere in Shas, everywhere in Shulchan Aruch, hirhur is lav kedibur.
So you're saying normally it would say hilchasuk, and it doesn't say that. So here we're making a...
I wouldn't say normally, but a lot of times it says hilchasuk. And if it doesn't,
it goes into detail.
So you have to know the number. Another rule they have is Hilchos Kibasra. The later person, the one who lived longer, and he saw more, he saw all the different shitas, his opinion would be how he paskin. So there are a number of different rules. Sometimes the rules clash. You have to figure out how to paskin, and it's not always so clear. Either way, it comes out from Tosos and Kimat, most Rishonim, that we paskin here, who is Lav Kedimur. Now what's interesting here is that the Baal Mor, among other Rishonim, say that this machlokus, whether Hihur is Kedibur, seems to be very parallel to another machlokus we have about Shema. The Gemara appears early in the Masechta that there's a machlokus when a person recites Shema, velo hishmiya la'aznav. He doesn't make his words audible. He can't hear what he says. Is he yotze or is he not yotze? Now when you don't say the words, that's in essence you're being mahaher. It's the same exact machlokas, just saying it in two different ways. So one opinion thinks if you're not yotze, if you're not hishmi la'oznav, if you don't hear the words, you're not yotze, which means hihur is lav kedibur dami. And if you hold that if you say the words even though you don't hear them, lo hishmi la'oznav, and you would be yotze, that's like saying hihur is kedibur. Just two different ways of saying the same exact machlokas. A little confusing because just opposite, two opposite sides of the same coin. But that's how the Baal Mor first sets it up. The machlokas of hear or kedibur is parallel. Do you have to hear your words or not have to hear the words? And then he says it's not true. He doesn't like that comparison. And he ends up saying that there really are three levels here. There's three way machlokas here. The first opinion is that there's hear her, which means you only think. You don't even move your lips. It's all in the mind. Then the next level is yote besfasav. You say the words. You whisper the words. But you don't actually hear the words. It comes out of the mouth. And the third level is it comes out of the mouth to the point where you actually hear it. Those are the three levels. Hear in the mind, in the mouth, and then even to the ear. That's how he splits up. So they're not parallel machlokas. It's not a parallel machlokas. So he ends up saying, how do we paskin?
Is this on everything or on particular?
Right now, yeah, right now it sounds from the Baal Mor, this is across the board. He makes no indication that this limits to Shema, at least right now. So in the end of the day, so how do we paskin? This is a three-way machlokas. So we paskin always l'chumra. Whenever there's a suffix deraisa, how to paskin, and this is a deraisa, at least by Shema, or any other mitzvah that would be deraisa, you have to hear the words. Hear doesn't work. Yotei b'sfasav doesn't work. But hishmi la'aznav is necessary. You have to hear the words. L'chad chila, that's what he says. But if you say the words, even if it's on the, where's the line here? But if you say the bracha, and you don't hear the words, you're yotze b'dievet. L'chachila, you have to hear the words by Shema and benching since it's deraisa. But b'dievet, if you don't hear the words, you're yotze.
For the first two options or just the one above this? So there are three options.
Ah, very good. Very good. So he says b'dievet, if you don't hear the words, you have to at least yotze b'sfasav. You have to at least say the words even though you don't hear them. So the Baal Mor task is like Rav Chista, that hihur is lav kedibur dami. It can't be in the mind at all. The only debate is whether you have to hear the words or just say the words. But you certainly have to move the lips. Lechachila, you should even hear the words. Hishmi laznav. But b'dievet, if you just said the words, you're yotze. But he completely rejects Ravina. Hear her is lav kedibur dam. Okay. Now, Ravina comes along. Yeah. He rejects Ravina. He says, we don't hold that way. We paskin hear her, lav kedibur dami. Now, thinking, it certainly does not work in the mind, according to the Baal Mor. The only question is, do you have to yotze b'sfasav, or do you have to even hear the words? That's the debate within Rav Chista. So then comes along the Ravid. Now, in the back of all the Gemaras, you have the Rif. And on the bottom or side of the Rif, there's the Baal Mor. And then usually there's the Mechemes Hashem, who's the Ramban. And many times you have the Ravid. Now, the Baal Mor oftentimes was attacking the Rif. The Rif was one of the first Rishonim that we have. The Baal Mor was attacking him. So the Ramban in Mechemes Hashem and the Ravid in Kafsaf Sham, it was called, would always defend the Rif. They would go against the Baal Mor. So the Ravid comes along and says, I don't like this pshat at all that the Baal Mor is suggesting. That he says that these three different levels, there's a Hihur, there's Yosef Bisfasov, and there's Hishmila Aznov. He says, everybody agrees you have to be yotze b'sfasav. You certainly have to say the words. The question is, you have to also hear the words. No one thinks you can actually be the mahara things. In the mind, doesn't work alone.
He's agreeing.
No, he says differently that there are really only two levels. The levels Yoti Bisvasov is one level, and Hishmi Laznov. Two and three.
Two and three.
Hear her does not exist.
Well, he says there is a one, but he doesn't believe it.
He doesn't even exist. Exactly. Very good. He says two and three. In other words, that there is Yoti Bisvasov and Hishmi Laznov. Everywhere in Shas, everywhere in Halakha, you certainly have to say the words. The only debate is, do you have to also hear the words? So what's Ravina talking about here when he says, hear her? So it says about more, if you look at the top of, this is page number two, Elahad Amar, he says, Rabbi Avina, we have a Girsa Ravina, I guess he has a slightly different Girsa.
And is he the same on two and three as Lehat Kila and Bidiyavid?
He doesn't say that way, but I imagine he would say that way as well. So look what he writes on the top here, page number two. This is the continuation of the Ravid. Had Amar Avina, hear her kedibur dami. Ravina who hold hear her kedibur. Lo Amar ela le'inin balkeri bilvad. He only says hear her is a concept in the world of a balkeri. Shehu onus, shim tavel eino tzarach lachzer v'likos. He's onus. He's not allowed to say shema because Ezra made a takana. This is one area in the entire Shas that we acknowledge your concept of hear her. Everywhere else, you have to do Yotzi Bisfasa. So let's understand this for a second. Within the world of Rav Chista, who says hear her is not Kedibur, the mind is pointless for Rav Chista. So everybody agrees, you have to Hishmil Oznav, you should hear it, but if you B'dievet, you say it, it's enough. Now the question is, within the world of Ravina, who says hear her, is that something unique to Balkari, because he's stuck? Where everywhere in Shas, Ravina says, by a regular person saying Shema, he could be Yotze. So the Baal Mor, even though he doesn't paskin like Ravina, he understands Ravina to say that hear her works by any area of Shas. If you want a bench, Ravina says you could think about it in your mind.
According to
the Baal Mor's understanding of Ravina. If you think about Shema, if you think about Shemona Esrei, benching, whatever case it is, you would be Yotze Shema, Yotze benching, Yotze whatever, according to the Baal Mor. But the Ravid says no. The Ravid says the Ravina only says in this case by a Balkari. The Balkari is the only person that hear her works. For anybody else, hear her is not a good concept. Why does a Balkari have that option? Because he's honest. Ezra said, you're not allowed to daven, you can't say Shema. So the poor guy, he can't say Shema. So they created some heter for him to say it, but hear her. That's Ravina's chiddush. Ravina says by a Balkari he could say hear her. But anywhere else in Shas, it doesn't work here.
Balkari is being brought up as an exception, but then how do you have the liberty to think that it's being brought up as a general call?
You're saying, so for the Baal Mor, you're saying for the Ravid, the Gemara makes sense, because the only place we have in Shas that here is discussed is here by Balkari.
So it's an exception, it's not a point of making a general.
So that's the Ravid.
I don't think you can learn out a general from an exception.
So that's what that would support the Ravid, because this Gemara, the context is Balkari. The question is for the Baal Mor. How could he say that when Ravina says hear her, it's a global concept? But it's a Balkari saying, it's all about a Balkari. He's the person.
So what about the Ravids? What would he say on the opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rav Ada? Like, what are they, if hear her is only for Balkari, but those shittas say that this whole Mishnah is anyway about just a case where you don't want to break from what the community is doing around you, is that...
No, because he's talking about a Balkari who can't say the Psukim, he can't say Shema, so we're explaining, so why is he being Mahaher? Just so he doesn't be in Yoshiva Batal, so he's involved in the same thing as the Tzibur.
And there was another discussion about that, and the discussion was, it seemed to me that the conclusion was that maybe this guy, because they brought up, well, we don't do it for other things. And, why don't we learn random things? Why are we learning a specific thing, like the Shema? So maybe the answer is, so he should keep in the habit, so it's not for the community and say what the community does. It's for him that he should be in the habit of doing a Maisa. That's what I thought that was coming to say.
I'm not sure to get into being the habit. I thought it just that it's inappropriate that everyone is involved in Kabbalah's Ol Mochus Shemayim, saying Shema, and he's doing nothing. Right. So we at least get involved a little bit. But I want to go back to Steve's question for a second, because I think it's a very good question. How could the Baal Mor take this concept of Hihur Kedibur, which is talking about the Gemara in Balkari, and take this globally? I think it's Meduyak in the Gemara, because when Ravina says his point, Zos Omeris, this comes to tell me, Hihur Kedibur Dami. Zos Omeris is like a big statement, a big announcement. This is to tell us that here is Dibur. He doesn't say, Zosomeris Balkeri, Legavi Balkeri, here Kedibur. He seems to be saying a global statement across the board. So it could be Meduyak from that Gemara. So why is the Gemara only bring up by a Balkeri nor else in Shas? So it might be because it's for the Balkeri, that's the only option he has. Anybody else, here might work, but Yotze Bisvasav certainly works as well. So there's no need for us to rely on a here. A Balkeri is stuck. So what does the guy do? So he teaches halacha for a Balkeri who needs that option.
And there are other cases. Makomitunov, a dirty place. Person has to...
Wait, the Gemara, Rishonim going to bring them up. But it's not this. They don't discuss here k'dibur dami. And they Rishonim point out that's a unique case. The halacha is there very unique. It's not a global concept. We'll get to that in just a second.
So what were these two? One who says it's everywhere and one who says it's only in that. Who were the opinions? The Baal Mor says...
So yeah, let's review this again. Rav Chista says, hear is lav kedibur. It doesn't work in the mind.
Right.
You either have to be yotze besvasav or you have to hear the words.
Right.
That's within the world of Rav Chista. Everybody agrees to that machlokas. Ravid and Baal Mor. The other opinion of Ravina, who paskins, hear is kedibur,
right.
That thinking is like speaking. So then the Baal Mor says, that's a general idea that Ravina holds all over Shas, hear works.
Right.
And the Ravid says, no.
Right.
That the concept of Ravina that hear is kedibur only works for Balkeri because he's onus. It doesn't work anywhere else.
Also, Rashi said, first Rashi in the Gemara also says that all other nami is
that. Where's that Rashi? Let's see.
First Rashi in the
Gemara. Ah, great diak. Excellent diak. I did not pick up on that. Look at Rashi in the Gemara. This is around 10 lines up from the Gemara from the bottom. When he says kedibur dami, v'chol adam nami yote yidei chavasa behir. Everyone else also works. This is clearly in support of the Baal Mor. This is a general concept. It doesn't say Baal Kari. That's amazing. I'll write that down.
Can you say my name, please?
Yeah. What's your name again?
Fred.
Fred, okay. That's great. Okay, Rashi is Muduik like the Baal Mor. Okay, excellent. Now, I personally love it when you have this whole discussion and you look back at Rashi and see these small little notes of Rashi, which you didn't realize was much other than giving pshat. He's actually taking a side. And that's the greatness of Rashi. In such small words, and he's so terse, there's so much there. But you don't appreciate it until you see all the Rishonim and come back to him. So shkoyach on that, Fred. okay. The Penny. Just to make sure no one thinks he's Fred. Okay. So let's go further now. Rabbeinu Yonah, number 3. He asks the question that Ezra just brought up. That he paskins like Rav Chista. As I told you, kemat all the Rishonim paskin like Rav Chista. That hirhur is lav kedibur dami. Hirhur doesn't work. And he brings a raya, this is number 3. I should have bolded some of the other ones. From the point vehevi raya l'divrehim. And they bring a proof for their support. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that davar, dibur asur, hirhur is mutter. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that on Shabbos, you can't speak about mundane things. You can't speak about politics. You can't speak about sports. But hirhur is mutter. You can think about mundane things. You can think about numbers and calculations and money. Hirhur is permitted. Ah, why? It must be that hirhur is lav kedibur dami. Dibur is usur. Hirhur is mutter. Because hirhur is lav kedibur. That's what the Gemara says. And then the Gemara says, wait a second. Isn't there a concept that Rabbi Yochanan says, which again Ezra brought up, you could mehaher, you could think anywhere in the world, you could think about Torah, except in the base of Merchat and except in the base Kisei. So why can I not think about Torah in the bathroom? Because it must be hearer is kedibur dami. When I think about things, it's like saying the words. So it should be usher. That's what the Gemara's question is. And the Gemara ends up answering no. Mishum v'haya machanecha kadosh. When it comes to Torah, there's a special exception. We're very sensitive to Torah. That even though in general, hearer is lav kedibur dami, by shema and benching, hearer doesn't work. When it comes to Talmud Torah, we need the utmost Kedusha. The utmost Kedusha when it comes to Talmud Torah. And the only time we said hearer is usher is when learning is taking place in a dirty place. When hearer, when person's thinking of Torah in a makam mitunaf, in the base of Kisei, the base of Merchatz, that's the only time that we're sensitive to hearer. Hearer has some effect. But in general, everywhere else in Halacha, Shema, and benching, so then we paskin hearer is lav kedibur dami.
Isn't there a whole sefer called Kavos HaLavavos, and you have a certain duty of the mind and of the heart? Rabbi Miller always equates mind and heart.
Yeah, that's a different concept about understanding. That's a certain mitzvah of understanding HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Your heart.
Yeah, but that's not you saying words. That's a different point. It's not as if I'm saying words, but I'm trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trying to process and internalize what he means, what he is. That's not, I'm not trying to say words. I'm trying to understand the concept. That's different than saying words.
Isn't it giving chashivas to the words?
Everyone agrees. So no. In Torah, there's no question that machshava in here is a concept. We're debating is, does that translate to speech, though? It's a different point. Okay. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. That now we're talking about within the world of Rav Chisda, who says Hirhur is lav kedibur, there is an example where he does agree that Hirhur does work like dibur. So even though in general it doesn't work that way. Only Torah. So Rabbeinu Yonah clearly says that this concept of Hirhur Lav Kedibur is a general concept, but he's moded to Ravina that we acknowledge that Hirhur is Kedibur in the world of Torah. Okay. I'm going to do a Tosus Rush, but I think I'm going to skip him now. But let's go a little bit further now. Let's go to the Shita of the Rambam. Let's go to page 3. I didn't put page numbers here, but the third page, number 6, the Rambam. Number 6 and number 7 is the Rambam Salachas. So up until this point, right now, everybody agrees that we paskin like Rav Chisda that Hirhur is lav kedibur dami, and it never works. It doesn't work by Balkari, so certainly it doesn't work for anybody else. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, number 6, Kol ha-brachos kulan tzarech.
You're saying it doesn't even work for a Balkari?
Rav Chisda paskins, it doesn't work, yeah. We were talking about Ravina. The machlokas before was Ravina. But within the world of Rav Chisda, that Hirhur is lav kedibur dami, that machlokas was by Balkari. So if here it doesn't work for Balkari, it certainly doesn't work for anybody else who's able to say the words.
Oh.
Okay, now the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, number 6, Kol ha-brachos kulan, all brachos, tzarech she'yashmiya la'ozno. You have to hear, the words have to be audible. Mashu omer. Vim lo hishmiya la'ozno, if he doesn't hear the words, then he's going to be yotze. Bein shehotzi b'sfasav, bein sheberech b'libo. What do you gather from this Rambam, how he paskins? Right? Whether you say the words or whether it's belibo. Belibo means hear her. You think about the words, it works for brachos. The paskins, the Rambam paskins, hear her is kedibur dami. Problem is, you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma, number 7. Hakore Kriyashma, when a person recites Shema, he should be not lo yirmos be'enav. He shouldn't look around and make some gestures with his eyes. Lo yikrots besfasav, don't try to mouth something to someone. Lo yirabeth, sposav, don't point and make finger gestures. Kadesh Lotia Kriyasa Arai. Because it sounds like he's reading, he knows it by heart. Shema comes very, very easily. And then he just makes gestures. It just comes naturally. I was just actually reading a story last night. I forget which Rebbe this was now. I wish I knew the Rebbe to be accurate. But one time he was going to a wedding. And a lot of Hasidic weddings have a Badchan. So the Badchan asked Rishus from this Rebbe if he could imitate him. The Satmar Rebbe? Okay, very good. Thank you. So the Satmar Rebbe said, for sure, yeah, he can imitate me. He was mochel on his kavod. So the Badchan started to imitate the Satmar Rebbe, and then he started to imitate how he davened. And then the Satmar Rebbe started crying. He said, what, I thought you told me I could be mochel you. Did I insult you? Did I say something wrong? He says, no, you did nothing wrong. I'm crying at myself. It means if you could imitate me so well, it means when I daven, I'm imitating myself so well also, and I'm just davening by rote. It means that my davening isn't genuine. And he started to cry, but he realized how imitatable, if that's a word, how much you could copy his own davening. His copying his davening was simply by rote. He wasn't paying attention. So the concern here is that a person is reciting Shema and making gestures while he's doing that. He's just saying it by rote. He doesn't really have the kavana that he's supposed to have. So when reciting Shema, a person has to have the utmost kavana. Continuing the Rambam now. Vim asa kain, if a person does this, afa pishi yotze de chavaso hareze maguna. Even though he's yote because he does say other words, even though he's doing making some gestures and motions, he's still yote, but it's maguna. It's looked down upon. Then he writes, "Bitzarch la shmi la ozno kishu kore." You have to hear the words when you recite Shema. Vimlo hishmi la ozno yatsa. And if you don't hear the words, you're not yote. So what is the Rambam paskin? Who does he paskin like here? Hear is lav kedibur. Thinking the words isn't enough. You have to hishmi lozno. And if you're not hishmi lozno, then you're not yotze. So in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam Paskin here is Kedibur, that if you said Berech Belibo, you're Yotze. But by Shema says Berech Belibo doesn't work. You have to be Yotze Besfasov. How does he Paskin? It's a steer in the Rambam. So that's what one suggestion could be. One's the Raisa, one's the Rabbanon. That, but problem is, when the Rambam says Kol HaBrachos, is he including benching? He says Kol HaBrachos. So you'd have to say, you could suggest that, maybe all brachos that are derabanans, that's a little, it's not so meduyak, but maybe you could suggest that. There's a difference between deraisas or derabanans. But what the Shah Ghazari explains is as follows. If you look at number 8.
He's saying he's including benching, and we should run that through our mind.
That's what sound, pashtus is. Kol HaBrachos includes benching as well, even though it's deraisa. And also Birchas HaTorah, which is deraisa, which by the way is going to be next week's topic, whether or not Birchas HaTorah is deraisa or derabanan. So how do we deal with this, with the steer in the Rambam? So the Shah Ghazari writes, number 8, we'll just read the bolds. He writes two lines down, Shmamina, we learn from the Rambam, that Hirhur is Kedibur Dami. The very fact that he allows you to be Mahaher about Brachos, think about Brachos in your mind, clearly, Hirhur is Kedibur Dami. Ah, so doesn't he say differently in Shema? He says, Shema is different. Look what he writes in the few lines down, the bold. Venirli.
Who is this?
This is the Shah Ghazari. The Svir Leila Rambam, it appears to me that the Rambam holds Dal Karchach Lo Pligi Rabbi Chizda Ravina Ihir Kedibur Dami Ilo El Gave Kriyashma. He says the Machlokas here Kedibur is in one area only, not about Keri, like the Ravid said. In the one area is by Shema. Shema is the one time we have a Machlokas. Why? Dichsibba, it's written by Shema Lashon Dibur Shenemar Vidibar Tabam. But jumping down one line, about Bishar, Kol HaMitzvos, all other mitzvos, Kol HaMitzvos, Lelochziv Beidibor, doesn't say speech, Afilu Rav Chista Mode Dibihir Nami Sagilahu, that it's enough to simply think about it. So the Rambam holds Kol HaBrachos, and Kol HaTorah Kula, Hirhur is Kedibur Dami like Ravina. The one exception is Shema. Since Shema says V'dibar Tabam, you have to articulate the words, you have to speak the words of Shema. That's the one area where Rav Chista requires to say it, Hirhur is Lav Kedibur, but anywhere else it's enough to be Mehar. That's how he explained the steer in the Rambam. Okay. So now, Lamaisa, how do we Paskin?
He doesn't hold like everybody else.
He's very unique. The Shah Ghazari's understanding that Rambam is against everybody else. Everybody else Paskin, like Rav Chista, that Hirhur is Lav Kedibur. The Rambam Paskin's hearer is Kedibur Dami in Kol HaTorah Kula.
According to the Shah Ghazari or everybody?
According to Shah Ghazari's understanding of the Rambam.
Ah.
Okay. Now how do we Paskin? Let's go to number 9, the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, Hilchos Kriyashma, Imach Mascholi, if a person's sick, or Ones, or some Ones Acher, something else that prevents him from reciting, from saying Shema, he should be Kara Kriyashma Bilibo, and he's Yotze. Let's say, I don't know, he's sick, he's too ill to say the words, he has no voice, he lost his voice. Some Ones is getting in the way. He could say Shema in his mind, and he'll be Yotze. The Rama adds in the Haggah, continuing in number 9, Vafli Chathchila Yasakin, Imhu B'makum Shenunaki Legamre. If he's a place that's very dirty, he's in a bathroom, let's say, Veino Yachal and Kosa Mishim Ones, and he can't clean it, wherever he is, Yehaher Bilibo. So he could think about it in his mind, but then he qualifies this. Ubilvaj lo ye makom mutunof lagamre. It can't be really dirty, because then it's also lahaher bidivre Torah b'makom atunufa. So it can't really be a bathroom. Maybe our bathrooms would be different. Our bathrooms are very different than their bathrooms. Our bathrooms, mikradin, really don't have so much, they're not so dirty. The way the sewage system works, in theory you could probably even say Shema in there. Some were known to wear tefillin in our bathrooms. So that would probably be the case. Our bathrooms would be the situation probably where it's somewhere in the middle. It's not the best place to say Shema. But let's say a guy was stuck in a place like that. So then he could say Shema in his head. If you're in a dirty place, if you're in a place where the sewage is, then you can't even think about the Torah.
And is this can or you're obligated to?
If a person, because of an ones,
he's sick. If
he's sick,
he can, or you have.
So he says, a person who's sick, he's Yotze that way. Sounds like he should say this. If he can't say Shema in any other way, the best thing for him to do is think about Shema.
Is that can or chayev? You're chayev to do it.
He probably should say it. So the Gemara says that, so the Shulchan Aruch says he's Yotze with Hihur in a situation where he can't say it. Okay, either he's sick or he's Chola, or he's Onas. So now look what the Prima Gadim writes in number 10. Ulufiza, according to this, Kishayavur Onas. When that Onas passes, let's say he gets his voice back. Ein Tzarech Lachzer V'likros Ulispalo. Dimin HaTorah Hihur Kedibur. You don't have to recite it. Because Prima Gadim understands the Shulchan Aruch saying, we paskin, Hihur is Kedibur Dami. So I'm Yosef, I'm being Maharir. And it's only that Chachamim were Machmir, in a case where you're not Onas, they say you shouldn't be Yotzeh. He's understanding that when Rav Chisda says Hihur is Lav Kedibur Dami, that's a Chumra Ba'alma that the Chachamim created. But Me'ikra Din, even Rav Chisda agrees that on a Deraisa level, Hihur is Kedibur. So in a case where someone's Onus, a guy loses his voice, he can't speak, you could fall back on the Deraisa concept that Hihur is Kedibur Dami. And when you get your voice back, you don't have to repeat Shema. Because Mid-Deraisa, you really fulfilled your obligation. That's the Prima Gadim's understanding of this concept of Rav Chisda. Yeah.
So, when we learn the halakhas of an onen, if the onen wants to wash, Mr. Bruce says, eat bread, washes, but he doesn't say a bracha. So I wonder why he can't be hero bracha, you know, Alibo.
Right. Well, there, he's not allowed to say brachas there. It's because of a different topic there of he can't show, by not saying brachas, he's not showing kavod hames.
But if it's totally in his
head.
Not Yotzi Basafsa, he just feels it.
I hear. So you're saying it wouldn't show lack of kavod because it wouldn't be public.
Mishnah says anyway, you have to wash if you want to eat bread.
Well, the reason why you have to wash is because the Pesachei Tshuva explains in Hilchos Yerdeya that it's an isser involved. Certainly the owner has to keep isurim. He can't violate isurim if he's an owner. He's pater from mitzvahs, but he can't kill people. He can't eat basa b'chalav. So he can't violate isurim. So the way the Pesachei Tshuva understands of not washing hands and eating bread is like an isser. Explains why that is. It's based on a gzera of we try to wash the hand because we're concerned if we don't wash hands now, in the future when the Beis HaMikdash comes and the Kohanim need to eat truma, so they're not going to be used to washing hands. So they're going to touch the truma and the hands are going to be tameh. And they're going to be metame truma, which is aser, to do. So we all now wash our hands to help the Kohanim from avoiding that iser. There's some level of iser involved in that. That's why we're makbid that they have to wash the hands. But saying a bracha is already a mitzvah aseh, more of a proactive act. That's why we say not to say brachas. Your question is, but maybe in the mind. So it's a good point, though. Yeah.
I think what we learned by an onen is taking your mind off the mace.
According to Sami Shonim, very good. According to Sami Shonim, say that way, exactly. There is a machlokas whether or not you can be machmir and say the brachas. There's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, which might be telling this point. But yeah, if you explain it, that's all about machshava, in echnami, then you'll be usher either way. If it's not about machshava, it's about lemaisa, being able to help out and showing lack of kavod, then this is a good question. Okay. That here is Kedibur Dami. Yeah. Who brings that, you said?
Who? Beis Yosef
brings that. Okay. Fine. Let's go to number 11 now. So Prima Gadol has a tremendous chiddush again. That he paskins that even Rav Chisda holds, even he holds, Hihur is Kedibur on a Deraisa level, which is fascinating. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in number 11, he says no. Hai Yotze, when the Shulchan Aruch says that a person who's sick is Yotze by Hihur, lo legamri kamar, not that you're completely Yotze, the hakaim lan Hihur lav kedibur dami. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain that since we paskin Hihur is lav kedibur, you would have to recite, you'd have to repeat Shema afterwards if you get your voice back. It doesn't work. Meaning when Rav Chisda says Hihur lav kedibur, he means across the board. Even on a deraisa level, Hihur is lav kedibur. It's never kedibur. So again, this just happens to be another fascinating machlokas. L'maisa to machlokas, it's an interesting point. And even understanding the opinion of Rav Chisda. So again, when Rav Chisda says Hihur lav kedibur dami, is he talking about a deraisa level or only a derabana level? So Mishnah Berurah thinks that Rav Chisda is talking on a deraisa level, that Hihur is lav kedibur dami. And if you get healthy, you'd have to repeat Shemot Esrei, or repeat Shema. But the Prima Gadim again says that Rav Chisda thinks, no. Rav Chisda is talking only in the plane of Dirabanan. But the Raisa, even he agrees that here is Kedibur, and if a person who is sick said Shema Behirur, he would be Yotze.
And who was that one?
That's the Prima Gadim.
No, I thought that we were up to a different one.
With Mishabru and Prima Gadim. I was just repeating those two opinions.
They both hold the same thing.
No, differently.
So what does the Prima Gadim hold compared to the...
Prima Gadim holds that here Kedibur Dami, right, on a Deraisa level, and Mishabru says here is Lav Kedibur Dami. Right, let's move on to one last area of Hihur. And we saw this alluded to before in the Rabbeinu Yonah. The last page, number 12. The Shulchan Aruch writes, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That's actually Hilchos Birchos HaShachar. Shulchan Aruch writes, I apologize about all these different letters there. When you copy it from Bar Ilan, it has all these different, like the Beis and the Gimel, the Dalet, they take you to the Magen Avraham and the Taz. I try to delete them usually, but I forget sometimes. So, HaMehaher B'Divrei Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch. Person who thinks of Talmud Torah, Eino Tzarech Levarech. A person does not need to say a bracha on Hihur. So the person wakes up in the morning and starts to think of Torah, so he doesn't have to say a bracha before that. We obviously know before you say the words, you have to say the Birchas HaTorah. That's one of the reasons why the Gemara explains B'ma'av D'Haaretz. Why is the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because they didn't say Birchas HaTorah prior to learning. But that's all when you say the words. But when you think of the words, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that hear her, is Lav Kedibur Dami, and you don't have to say a Birchas HaTorah. So the Magen Avraham says, why? Number 13, because Hihur is Lav Kedibur Dami, our very discussion. So it says the Be'er Gra, number 14, I should have put this in bold. If you look in the last, go three lines down in the Be'er HaGra, towards the end of the line, it says, Aval Chol Zeh Tzarech Iyin, Dekan Mevarech. You see the last few words in the third line down in the Gra. Chol Zeh, this whole discussion of the Shulchan Aruch, it's Tzarech Iyin, requires a lot of understanding. Dekan Mevarech Al HaMitzvah, V'chilet ka mitzvah behir her. There's no mitzvah by thinking. By thinking Torah, there's no mitzvah. V'alo nemar v'gisa bo yomam v'layla. What does v'gisa mean?
Meditate.
V'hegion. Higayon. Think about it. Meditate. In the mind. V'gisa bo yomam v'layla. That's the mitzvah. That's the source that the Gemara invokes in Gemara in Menachos. And there's a Ran in the Darim that you have to learn all day and all night. V'gisa bo yomam v'layla. And what's the word used? V'gisa means... Belave, Ratzel Omer, belave, says the Gra. Kimosh Kasav Higan Libi, that my mind thinks. So he doesn't understand this. So rather, the Gra argues, and the Gra Paskin that Hirhur is Kedibur when it comes to Talmud Torah. Now, even though in general he would seemingly Paskin Hirhur Lav Kedibur Dami, like Rav Chisda and all the Rishonim say, it's something unique when it comes to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is Hirhur Kedibur Dami, because of Higisa Bo Yom V'Layla. There's a well-known story of the Gra. The Gra said that in his entire life, he only violated 6 minutes of Averos. In his entire life. Why? Because when he woke up in the morning, and he was Mahar, B'divrei Torah, before he had a chance to say Birchas HaTorah, he had a few seconds of an Isser. Because he started to think Torah right away, that's all he did. And he couldn't say Birchas HaTorah just yet. He had to wash his hands and get prepared before he said Birchas HaTorah. So over time, those few seconds added up to 6 minutes of learning B'Isser. So the only 6 minutes, the only Isser that the Gra ever violated, this is a very scary start, is thinking of Torah, which of course is a mitzvah, but he did it before Birchas HaTorah, and it's only in his world that he thought it's also to learn before Birchas HaTorah. But in our world, that we pass like the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to be Meharer, you can't think of Torah, prior to Birchas HaTorah, the Gra never sinned. So that was the Chiddush of the Gra in his world, that you need to say Birchas HaTorah even on Hirur.
Why didn't he do Birchas HaTorah in his mind before, as he woke up?
He had to wash his hands first and go to the bathroom before you say brachas. You have to prepare yourself. So those few seconds take time. In the end,
are we going to discuss about the Ravina?
No, afterwards we'll discuss if you want on the side, but I don't want to get involved in that right now. So right now, at the end of the day, we have a big machlokas, Hirur Kedibur Dami or Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami. And we seemingly paskin, other than the Rambam, we paskin the Hirur Lav Kedibur like Rav Chisda. But even in the world of Rav Chisda, that said Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami, we had a number of examples where he agreed that Hirur does work. So a few examples we had was on a Deraisa level, according to Prima Gadim, if a guy is sick, Rav Chisda would agree that Hirur does work Kedibur Dami. And you'd be Yotze on a Deraisa level. That's one area where he would agree to, according to the Prima Gadim. Another area you have is, according to the Gra, that when it comes to the Talmud Torah, here is Kedibur v'higisa bo yomam v'layla. Another error we had was the Rabbeinu Yonah, which is the case of person thinking Torah, which is similar to the Gra, thinking Torah in a place of Malka Matunaf, in a dirty place like a Beis HaKisei. That as well, we said, hear her, it's Kedibur Dami, because Machna Kadosh. She has to be in a holy place. You can't think of Torah in a dirty place. So those are a few of the exceptions. Did I miss any of them? I'm not sure.
Why did you say, I think you mentioned Hiru Lav Kedibur Dami. Why do you have to say that there's exceptions? In other words, we learned that if you think, if you have no choice, so that's what you're walking into. You're honest, so you have no choice. So you go to that way. It's not like it's Kedibur Dami. I think you said in one of the notes that it's not a, you don't get like the schar. You don't get the same schar as if you're saying the Torah.
No, well, according to the Primer Gadim, he says you do. If you guys are honest, you get the same exact schar. The Mishabura said not. Mishabura said you're not. You guys stuck. So according to the Mishabura, you're right. He would say that Rav Chisda thinks here is Lav Kedibur, it's just the guy stuck, and when he gets better, he would have to repeat Shmon Esrei, or Shema. Okay, yeah.
I just wanted to mention that the other place I'm thinking about is on Shabbos, that we know that you're not allowed to talk about work, but you're allowed to even hire.
Right.
And it's interesting because the Vilna Gaon, I think it's the Vilna Gaon that by the first paragraph of Shmon Esrei says that if you said, you know, you have to have Kavana, says that if you didn't have Kavana, you can just think about it, go over it in your head.
Oh, yeah?
That's like an Eitza. It's not, you know...
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting. Okay.
I don't understand that any...
I think the Chayyadim says that if you didn't finish the Baracha, you should actually... You know, if you didn't say Baracha, you should actually go back and...
Back to the beginning of it.
Yeah.
If you didn't have Kavanah for the first Baracha of Shmon Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch, I think, already says this. Right?
No, I think. In terms of Shmon Esrei, in terms of, you know, the difference...